Welcome to Glacier Bear Basketball. This is Lyle Huff, and we're going to bring you second half action between the Haynes Glacier Bear Gals and the Metlakatla Mischiefs here. Glacier Bears come out a little bit tentative to start with, then they started playing a little bit better basketball, and then they started a little series in there of about 5 or 6 minutes where they turned the ball over a number of times, and the Mischiefs took advantage of it and were able to score on it, and they upped the score now to 20-4, Mischiefs leading in that first half of play here by a score, like I say, 20-4. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, they're having a tough time. Mischiefs play a good 2-3 zone defense. Hands are up all the time. They're moving across the court, so the Glacier Bears, and if they could just hit a few from the outside, they could suck them out a little bit. But right now they're sagging back in pretty much into the paint. They don't really come out and put a lot of pressure on the outside. I want to remind folks that tomorrow morning at 10:30, the girls play again because we've got to catch the ferry back across the Ketchikan. So you want to tune your radio in at 10:30. I also want to remind you that the Haynes and the Metlakatla boys will be playing tomorrow night at 6:30. So if you get a chance, you want to get to that Carl Ward Gymnasium there in Haynes and take that basketball game in. And while I'm promoting games, the Craig girls will be in town next weekend on Friday and Saturday to play our Haynes Glacier Bear Gals. And the boys are going to be heading for Craig, and the schedule is a little different, so we'll just have to kind of see how that one works out, because they're doing kind of a double trip here. They're going to do Craig and Wrangell on one trip. So you'll just have to pay attention to KHNS and find out when those times are going to be, as those games will be covered on KHNS. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, Jamie Messersmith has picked up one personal foul. Libby Jacobson has 2 points in the ball game and one foul. Grace Jones has yet to score, has two fouls. Cecilia Bauer picked up 2 points, and Kaylee Swinton picked up a foul on that. For the Metlakatla Mischiefs, Monica Hayward's got 4 points in the ball game and one foul. Kaylee smicked up for 4 points. Faith Gray's got two, and Jess Millman coming off the bench has picked up 8. Glacier Bears will have the basketball starting at same starters that started the basketball game. Bauer, Jones, Jacobson, Badgley, and Swinton. They go back inside to Grace Jones. Puts up the shot too hard. Hayward comes away with the board. Nice play that time as they went right inside to Grace Jones. She got the little jumper in there, just wasn't able to collect on it. Smith will bring it across. Mischiefs are now going to my left, and the Glacier Bears to my right. Mischiefs with the ball. McGilton holds the ball. Waits inside. Turn around. Shot in the way off the back. Doesn't go as Gray missed it, but nice hustle that time as Hayward comes back out, gets the board, gets it back into the hands of number 10, that's Nelson, but Swinton comes away with the miss. Quickly down the court to Jacobson, turn, shot from about 8, off the run of the iron, no, rebound, and quickly down with it is Jones, and she'll kick the ball back out to Bauer. Goes back at Jacobson. She eyes a three-pointer, though. It doesn't take it, however, as they go inside to Swinton. Going to be a whistle on Jones. Both gals were set up in the block, but Jones had her foot in there, and Kaylee had got the pass, but 3-second call. Goes back inside. Now they get the ball back into Nelson. She's on the dribble. Bauer puts a little pressure on. She gives up her dribble. Comes across court to Smith. Smith holds the ball high overhead, doesn't dribble. However, now she starts to dribble as Swinton comes out and puts some pressure on. Left-hand side to McGilton. Looks Jacobson waiting. McGilton cutting down the lane was Nelson fought for underneath, going to be a jump ball. Basically what happened is Guthrie got the ball on the left-hand side, held it high over her head, waited for cutters to come across until she found one that was open. Mischiefs on the alternating position come away with the basketball. Back to Nelson. Stops, comes back inside to Gray, but stripped out of her hands by Jacobson into the hands of Bauer, and she'll bring it up across the half-court line for the Glacier Bears. 6:30 to go. Three-pointer on the way by Jacobson off the front of the iron. No. Rebound down Jones. Up and in. Gracie Jones came in with a nice board, put it up and in, and got her first two. Full court pressure. Smith breaks it, however, on the dribble. Comes left-hand side. Goes out to Hayward. Stops. Can't find anybody. Good defense by the Glacier Bears that time. McGilton wants the lane, but Jacobson cuts it off. Back out to Smith. She'll set the offense. Dribbles right, dribbles left, screen comes up, Smith goes down the lane, back to Hayward, shot for about 6, good. Monica Hayward just kind of set up along that baseline, got the easy little jumper and got the bucket out of it. Glacier Bears with the basketball now on the left-hand side, 22-6 this score. Glacier Bears need a basket here. Goes to Jacobson, Libby looks inside, finds Jones on the left baseline, can't do anything with it, so they'll bring it back out and set the offense. Jones comes across. Now back to Jacobson. Three-pointer on the way. Good. Libby Jacobson gets the first three-pointer, and she's got 5 points in the ball game. 22-9 is the score. Steal by Bauer. Puts it up and in and draws the foul. Cecilia got the easy bucket out of it, and on the steal, draws it in. Also gets the foul. So nice job that time by Cecilia. She was able to gather that up, make the steal, and put the basket in and draw the foul. Okay, substitution. Looks like Nelson's going to come out of the basketball game. Guthrie's going to check in. Holly Guthrie checks in for the Mischiefs. Cecilia has an opportunity for the three-point play, and she gets it. So Cecilia picks up one, and she's got 5 points in the ball game. That's the first free throw by the Glacier Bears. Smith on the dribble. 10-point lead by the Mischiefs. Glacier Bears have cut into that lead a little bit here. They can just kind of slowly work their way back in. They go to McGilton. She holds the ball high overhead. Hayward comes across, puts up the shot. Good. Monica Hayward got that one right at the free throw line. Extender turned around. Nobody picked her up, and she just put in the little jumper. 12-point lead by the Mischiefs right now. Messerschmidt's off the bench for the Glacier Bears. Libby Jacobson tries to go inside. Knocked away, however. She went inside to Jones, but Smith keeps the dribble alive. Goes down the center lane. Still going, going to be... looks like it's going to be a turnover, all right, on Smith. And Messerschmidt checks into the ballgame. Jones is going to take a quick break. Badgley inbound the basketball for the Glacier Bears. 12-point lead by the Mischiefs, but the Glacier Bears have the basketball. 4:50 to go here in this third quarter of play. Bauer goes down, stops. Now she's going to be called for the travel. She wanted to make the fast left. She faked it to the right, took an extra step in there. Glacier Bears, full court pressure has played off for them a couple times, and that's where they're at again. They got the pressure looking, still can't get it in. Now they finally do. Goes over to Guthrie. She's on the dribble. Knocked away by Bauer, but back into Guthrie's hands. She's got it. There's a whistle on the play. Let's see what it's going to be here. It's going to be a foul on the Glacier Bears, number three. A little bit out of control here on that one, but that'll be the second personal foul on Libby Jacobson, as the Glacier Bears almost had the steal, but not quite able to come up with it. They go back out to Guthrie, back over to Smith out at the top. Smith goes down the lane, sets the screen, stops. Nobody picks her up, throws it up, gets her own board back, rebound spot for her back to Gray. Over to the side to Guthrie, puts up the shot for about six, a little too hard. Rebound down in the hands of Smith. She turns around, puts it up, and in. Bailey Smith just kept right with it and was able to put that up, and she's got 6 points. Mischiefs open that lead up again. 14-point lead by the Mischiefs right now. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Out at the top, Jacobson all the way around to Badgley, back to Jacobson, back out to Bauer, way beyond the three-point arc. She goes right-hand side, comes back, reverses, gives up her dribble. She's surrounded, back to Jacobson. Goes to Badgley on the baseline, looks inside, can't find anybody coming across lane, so she'll bring it back out. Goes back into Jacobson again. She's surrounded. She's pretty short in there compared to some of those gals, so she has to kick the ball back out. Badgley back out to Bauer. 3:38 to go. Now it's thrown away by Smith on the pass. Down the lane, Smith goes up and gets the easy bucket out of it. Bailey Smith got 8 points in the ball game, and Coach Elliott's got to call a timeout here, slow things back down here. So he's going to take it looks like a full timeout here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it back to the KHN studios with the Glacier Bears 12 points and the Metlakatla Mischiefs 28. We'll be back in 1 minute. And welcome back to Glacier Bear basketball here. Glacier Bears come out of that timeout. Then they'll have the basketball. Badgley will bring it down. She gets the ball back into Bauer's hands. 3:38 to go here in the third quarter of play. Miss Chief stay in that zone defense. It's worked for them all night long. They go to Measuresmith, who is all alone, but Hayward knocks it out of her hands and quickly back into the hands of Smith. Smith handles the ball for the Miss Chiefs almost all the time. Looks like Gracie Jones coming off the bench. Smith goes down the lane, knocked away by Bauer. Bauer's on the break. She's got the dribble to the right-hand side. She's all alone, puts up the shot off the front of the iron. No rebound, comes back down, fought for underneath. There's going to be a jump ball on it. Looks like the Glacier Bears are going to get an altering position. Yes, Jones comes into the ball game, and also coming off the bench is Milne, who's had a first good half. She had 8 points in the ball game, and Nelson comes back in for the Miss Chiefs. So Glacier Bears make one substitution, get Gracie Jones back in the ball game. Grace looks, sets the screen. They go right side to Measuresmith, reverse it back to Bauer. Not there, not there. Now over to Badgley. Back over to Jacobson. She puts the shot partially checked, gets her own board back, forces up another shot. Hayward comes down with it for the Miss Chiefs. Looks like Destiny will be checking into the basketball game for the Glacier Bears at the next opportunity. 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. 28-12. Glacier Bears only have the 12 points. They're on defense right now. Jones out at the top. Goes left-hand side to Guthrie of the Miss Chiefs. She keeps the dribble. Now she kicks the ball back down inside. Shot forced up that time by Milne. Wasn't able to get it, however, and Glacier Bears come away with the basketball. Bauer, right-hand side to Measuresmith. Wants that baseline. Goes inside. Good defense. Wouldn't give it to her. Back to Jacobson. Three-pointer on the way. No. Rebound fought for. Foul. Hayward had good inside position, and Jones just came over the back. It is going to be on Gracie Jones. That'll be her third personal foul. And Destiny comes into the ball game. Looks like Serena Badgley will take a seat, so Serena will take a quick seat. Glacier Bears stay in that full court. Man-to-man pressure now. See if they can force the turnover. Goes inside to Nelson. She gets the ball back in the hands of Guthrie. Guthrie gets across the half-court line on the dribble. She's still got it. Comes back out to Nelson, who will run the offense now for the Miss Chiefs. Bauer comes out, puts a little bit of pressure on out at the top. Should be a five-second call. Almost knocks it away, but able to regain again. Comes back inside to Guthrie. Guthrie takes the dribble down the center of the lane. Knocked away by the Glacier Bears, but Guthrie quickly gets the basketball back. Back out to Nelson. A lot of pressure by Bauer, forcing a lot of action, and then finally knocks the ball out of bounds. It's still going to be Miss Chiefs ball with 1:35 to go here in the third quarter. Bauer's putting a lot of pressure on her, and Nelson just can't quite handle it right now. Guthrie will inbound far side of the court for the Miss Chiefs. Looks, they go back inside, gets it into Jess Milne's hand. She wants the baseline. She's got it. Goes inside to Hayward, stops, kicks the ball back out. Guthrie shot on the way off the front of the iron. Rebound down to Destiny. She quickly gets the ball back into Bauer's hands, and she'll bring it across. 1:20 to go here in the third quarter. Glacier Bears down by 16, but Bauer goes all the way to the hoop. Doesn't get it. Rebound comes back down to McGilton. She'll bring the ball back up. Now she gets in the hands of Nelson. Nelson comes across the half-court line. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Miss Chiefs left, right. Nelson comes back out to Milne. She goes all the way around Jess. Gets it knocked away, however, by Libby Jacobson. Libby's on the dribble. She's got one person to beat to the hoop. Stops, goes back inside, puts up the shot up and in. So Libby didn't give up anything there except for maybe 5 inches, and she went right to the hoop and got the bucket. Now they go back inside to Guthrie. Guthrie up across the half-court line. 35 seconds to go. Nobody stops her. She goes all the way to the hoop, lays it up and in. Holly Guthrie gets the 2 points back, and she's got four. 16-point lead by the Miss Chiefs right now, but the Glacier Bears have the basketball. Bauer left. Goes inside to Jacobson, all the way over to Destiny, back out to Cecilia. They tried to go back inside, but it's knocked away. Stolen away by Guthrie. Guthrie's on the dribble. Comes back up, puts up the shot up and in. Holly gets two quick buckets out of it, and she's got six. 5 seconds to go. I don't know if the Glacier Bears realize it. Stops. Bauer stops. She does. They're going away off the side. No. Cecilia recognized the fact there was only just a few seconds left on that. Stopped. Got squared up good. It was a nice shot, but it just didn't go. So the Haynes Glacier Bears with 14 points and the Metlakatla Miss Chiefs with 32 at this point. So we're going to turn it back to KHNS Studios. I'll be back in 1 minute. And welcome back to Glacier Bear Basketball. This is Lyle Huff. We're here at Matt McCatla. And now, anyway, 8 minutes to go in the basketball game here. We're Glacier Bears are going to have to come out and really play some good, tough defense here and shut them off here. But Matt McCatlin is Chiefs. They're going to have the basketball here to start this third quarter play, or fourth quarter play, excuse me. Want to remind folks that our gals will be playing tomorrow morning at 10:30 in the morning, so you want to tune that radio in. And don't forget, our Haynes boys are playing the Met boys up there in Haynes at the Carl Ward Gymnasium, and that game will be at 6:30 tomorrow night. So you'll definitely want to go down there if you get the opportunity to take that one in. All right, Glacier Bears come out of it. Swinton. Looks like we got Swinton, Measure Smith out on the court. Gracie Jones is out there, and Libby Jacobson. All right, Smith with the basketball for the Mischiefs. She'll keep the dribble out at the top. Swinton goes left-hand side. They go left-hand side. Nothing going is. They try to go back inside of Milne. They go inside of Nelson. It goes between her legs, and Glacier Bears come up with it. And Jacobson did. Jones with the dribble across the half-court line. She'll get it across. Swinton all alone down there on the baseline. She puts up the shot. Good. You could see that one developing from a long ways away, and she was just squared up and buried it. Smith quickly on the dribble down. She goes hard to the hoop. Stops. Puts up the shot. Doesn't go. Rebound fought for underneath. And Glacier Bears are going to be tied up here. Ball is going to go to the Glacier Bears on that alternating position. Looks like McGilton will come into the basketball game for the Mischiefs. 32-16 to score. Glacier Bears have the basketball. Goes back into Libby. Libby will handle the ball out at the top now. Jacobson goes to the left with the basketball. Now comes back to the right to Measuresmith. Turns, squares up, doesn't see anything, goes back to Jones. Nice ball movement by the Glacier Bears. They go back inside to Measuresmith. Stops, wants the shot. Hayward's right there, taps it away. Measuresmith gets it back, puts up the second shot. Swinton puts up the shot, doesn't go. Should have been a foul on it. Didn't happen, however. Ball comes back down in the hands of Smith. She's on the dribble, goes all the way to the hoop, back out, kicks it over to cutting Hayward, who goes to the hoop and gets the easy bucket out of it, and she's got 10 points. Jacobson now on the left-hand side, 6:40 to go in the basketball game. Libby looks, finds Swinton, not able to control it. It was a little bit low for her to grab and goes out of bounds, and the Glacier Bears are going to turn the basketball over, but they're staying with that full court pressure. It's paid off two or three times for him. Now back to Nelson. Libby puts a little bit of pressure on Nelson. Gets across the half-court line, goes down the center of the lane, tries to go across. Nice play that time as Jones, as she got her hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. And coming into the basketball game now is Bauer. She'll check it in. Libby will come out for just a break. Glacier Bears on defense here, man-to-man defense. Mischiefs set it up far right-hand side to get the ball back into Nelson's hand. Cheat out of the top, looks, gets it back over to Smith, who usually runs the show for the Mischiefs. Smith on the dribble at the top. Swinton puts no pressure on. Smith comes down, stops. Puts up the shot just inside the three-point line. Bounces around. Rebound comes down to Swinton. Quickly back in the hands of Cecilia. Cecilia gets the ball all the way down to Messerschmidt. She's got the baseline. Now there's going to be an offensive foul. Hayward was there. Jamie just should have stopped and put it up from about 5 or 6 feet. Yet she decided to kind of charge right in there. And the coach is over on the side saying, just stop, put up that little jumper, because that was obvious to everybody, and coach didn't have anything to say about that one, and Jamie had a big smile on her face. She knew. Ball goes back inside, and Smith comes away with it for the Mischiefs as they got the inbound. Smith wants to go left-hand side, can't do anything with it, comes back out to the top. Long three-pointer by Nelson, doesn't go. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Guthrie, and going to be a tie-up. Like it's going to be Mischiefs basketball underneath. It's going to be Mischiefs ball under their left-hand side of the basket. Guthrie will set it up. Looks like Autumn Gross will check into the ball game real quick here for the Glacier Bears, and Jamie Messerschmidt is going to take a quick seat. Guthrie slaps the ball, movement by the Mischiefs, crossing. Finally, they break out Nelson. Nelson looks inside, found Hayward was there, but goes back and going to be a travel on Smith. It was a good thing because Hayward was wide open under there. They just missed her. Cecilia on the dribble across the half-court line. 5 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the basketball game. Cecilia goes to the right-hand side, stops, puts up the shot. Now she's going to draw the foul. Cecilia did the right thing there. She went left, went right, and then came back hard right and was able to draw that foul, and she's going to go to the free-throw line. Fouls on Monica Hayward. That'll be her second personal foul. That's going to send Cecilia to the free throw line. She's got 5 points so far tonight, and she got one of those from the free throw line earlier, and she's going to get a couple opportunities here. This one's on its way off the side of the iron. No. Second chance here. Coach Shaw is talking with Smith there because she was a little out of control on that last opportunity. Okay, Bauer. Thoughts on the way. This one is good, so she picks up another one from the free throw line, and she's got 6 points so far this evening. Nelson kicks the ball back down to Hayward across the half-court line. Hayward goes down the center of the lane. Nobody picks her up. She puts it up and in. Monica Hayward just went down the middle. Nobody stopped her, so she just kept right on going to the hoop. Cecilia quickly down the court for the Glacier Bears. Over to Jones, all the way across through Desiree's hands and out of bounds. All right, looks like the Glacier Bears are going to have to call another timeout here as they trail now 36-17. Looks like Coach Elliott's going to take a full timeout here. So what I'm going to do is turn it back to the studios there at KHNS for 1 minute. Glacier Bears 17, Miss Chiefs 36. Welcome back to Glacier Bear basketball here. Fourth quarter action, 5:13 to go in the basketball game. Glacier Bears are down here, but they're working hard. We've got a pretty good crowd of folks here. Like the Miss Chiefs are going to get the basketball as Coach just had to take a timeout on there. It was giving them too many easy. It goes back to Smith on the inbound. Swenton hustles down, tries to cut her off. Smith keeps the dribble alive. She kicks it back out to Hayward. Shot on the way, good. Monica Hayward gets another one, and she's got 14 points. Smith really set that one up as she drew the defense to her, and then Monica was wide open, got the easy little jumper off the baseline. Bauer goes right-hand side, wants to get the shot, and she's going to be fouled. Cecilia's going hard to the basket. Fouls on number 25. That'll be Smith. That'll be her first personal foul. Celia likes to go to that right-hand side. She wasn't shooting, so Glacier Bears get the basketball. Alley-oop inside to Bauer. Three-pointer on the way. No, nothing going. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Gray, who checked into the basketball game at that last timeout. Smith will handle the basketball. Looks like Libby's going to check into the gate for the Glacier Bears at the next opportunity. 4:30 to go in the basketball game. Smith goes right-hand side. Pulls the ball high overhead is Guthrie. Guthrie takes the baseline. Good defense. They kick it back out. Knocked away by Jones, but not able to get the basketball, however. And the Miss Chiefs Nelson comes up with it. She gets the ball back in the hands of Smith again. She's just taking her time out at the top. Goes right. Goes left. Comes back out to Nelson. Nelson goes down the lane. Stops. Puts up a little jumper. About six and gets it. Taylor Nelson picked up her first 2 points of the basketball game. And she just kind of took a stutter step dribble and went right to the hoop and laid it in. Left-hand side to Jones. Looks, can't find anybody. Now they go to Swenton on the baseline. Stops, jumper, good. Haley got a nice shot of there. She's able to get that baseline. Took a little jumper from about 8 feet and got it to go. Smith out at the top on the dribble. Swenton puts a little bit of pressure on here. Now there's a whistle. It's like the Miss Chiefs are going to call a timeout. It'll be a short 30-second one, so we're going to keep it here. That'll get Libby back into the basketball game for the Haynes Glacier Bear gals. Remind folks again that we're going to be on tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. And don't forget our boys are playing the Matt boys. They're at Carward Gymnasium there in Haynes, so you want to check that one out. All right. Christina Hansen is along on this trip. She's the assistant coach now with Coach Brian Elliott here, and she was out there and Coach Shaw, who is from the Metlakatla Mischi, says, "Who's that new gal? Where'd she come from?" So I told Brian, I says, "Well, go ahead and put her in." But anyway, we can't do that. But, you know, Christina used to play for the Glacier Bears, of course. Anyway, Glacier Bears to my right. And the Mischiefs to my left. They quickly come out on the floor here. Glacier Bears are on defense now. Glacier Bears are going to put some pressure on at half court here. Looking. Get the ball back inside to Smith. Smith handles the basketball most of the time for the Mischiefs. She's a freshman, and she does an excellent job of controlling the basketball. Almost knocked away, but Nelson comes up with it on the dribble. 3:30 to go here in the basketball game. They go left side inside the Guthrie. She tried to alley-oop inside, knocked away by Jones, though, and they quickly get the ball down to Libby's hand. She puts up the shot off the iron. No rebound, comes back down in the hands of Gray, and Gray will get the ball back into the hands of Smith. Smith on the dribble now, quite past half court. Now she crosses over. Cecilia puts a little pressure on. They go to Nelson. Screen set. Gray comes across. Nelson puts up the shot, however. Rebound down to Jones. 3 minutes to go in the basketball game. Libby looks down the court. She sees Desiree all alone, but Jones keeps the dribble off the side of the iron. No rebound. Fought for underneath. Still no control. Going to be a jump ball. Looks like it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball alternating possession. Destiny has the basketball, right-hand side, looks for Libby, stops, nothing there. Libby wants the shot, checked, however, by Hayward. Rebound comes down into Autumn Gross's hands, but it's ripped out by Hayward and goes out of bounds. Going to be Glacier Bear basketball under their hoop. Looking, still can't find anybody. Now Libby finds Autumn over on the left-hand side. They reverse it all the way around to Destiny. She can't find anybody. Back to Libby, three-pointer on the way. Nice move by the Glacier Bears on that one, but not able to collect, and Jones comes up with a rebound off of Libby's shot. Cecilia out at the top, goes left-hand side to Jacobson, kicks the ball back inside, fought for underneath, rebound though, comes off of the feet of one of the Glacier Bears, and now Hayward comes up with it back to Smith. Jones decides to drop back and leave the defense to Bauer. They go to Nelson, 2:20 to go in the basketball game. Nelson with the dribble. Oh, all alone is Guthrie, puts up the shot and draws the foul. Looks like it's going to be on Libby. And that'll be Libby's third. The Mischiefs did a nice job on that. They brought the ball to the left-hand side, set a double screen on the right-hand side, and send Guthrie off that side. She plays off of that side on the wing and came off the double screen and got the easy bucket, but wasn't able to collect it, and she misses the free throw on there. So she misses her first opportunity from the free throw line, and she has yet to score in the basketball game, but she's handled a lot. Messerschmidt checks back into the ball game. Swinton's back into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. McGilton, second chance here. On the way, this one is good. She gets it to go, and her reward is she gets to come out of the basketball game. And coming off the bench is Milne for the Mischief. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Cecilia, left-hand side to Libby. Shots on the way. Good. Libby Jacobson gets one to drop. That's another three-pointer for her, and she's got 10 points in the ball game. Comes back inside. Makes the steal, though. The Glacier Bears not able to control it, however, and back into the hands, and now there's going to be a jump ball. And alternating possession goes to the Mischiefs. Looks like Serena Badgley's heading into the ball game. Swinton's going to take a quick seat. Glacier Bears full court, man-to-man pressure again as they set it up. Get the ball back into Nelson's hand. Nelson's on the dribble, keeps it alive, reverses back and forth, stops, gives up her dribble. They go inside to Milne. She almost turns it over, but able to come over to the Mischiefs, back to Nelson, but it's knocked away by Jacobson, back to Nelson. They go inside, and going to be the foul as Guthrie went to the hoop and was able to draw it off a nice pass by Nelson as she was going to the hoop. Foul's going to be on 3-0. Two shots, so that'll be Gracie Jones' fourth personal foul. Two shots by Guthrie here. Glacier Bears 22 points in the basketball game. Guthrie at the free throw line. She's got six points so far tonight. Free throw's on its way. No, off the front of the iron. Not any good. She'll get a second, however, as she was shooting. 1:38 to go in the basketball game. Miss Chiefs 41, Glacier Bears 22. Bounces it a couple of times. This one is up and on its way. And this one's off the side. Jamie Messerschmidt comes down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Quickly out to Bauer. She'll get it across the half-court line. Back to Libby again. She wanted a three-pointer. Cecilia back to Libby. Now she'll take the three-point shot. No, rebound comes back down in the hands of Milne, and she quickly gets it back in the hands of Smith. Smith is the ball handler for the Miss Chiefs. But Bauer puts a lot of pressure on her, but Smith's able to handle it. Keeps the dribble alive, reverses it back around, stops, can't do anything with it. Could be a five-second call, but not. Comes back out to Nelson. Badgley puts a little pressure on. Nelson looks. Cross-court pass to Milne. Odd on the way and off the front of the iron. Rebound comes down. Jones. Jones for the Glacier Bears. Gets it back into Bauer's hands. Bauer will bring it down across the half-court line. They go left-hand side to Libby Jacobson. Shot in and out. No. Another three-pointer on the way. Fought for underneath. Rebound in. Messerschmidt. Back to Bauer. She puts up the three-pointer off the front of the iron. No. Rebound goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Miss Chiefs basketball. So they're going to set the pressure. A little bit of pressure here by the Glacier Bears has forced a few turnovers. Glacier Bears maybe make another steal, almost, but not quite, as Bauer comes around and almost comes up with that steal. So that pressure does pay off. Glacier Bears just can't get a basket out of it. 36 seconds to go in the basketball game. They go back inside to Nelson. Badgley puts a little pressure on. Nelson keeps the dribble. She goes over to the right-hand side in that corner. She's trapped. She goes across but gets the ball into Melanie's hand. She goes to the hoop. Back to Gray, and there's going to be a foul. Gray put up the shot, and it looks like it could be on Grace Jones. We'll see if it is. She's walking this way, and it looks that direction. So, yes, it is. And Grace Jones is going to foul out of the basketball game with 2 points in the ball game, but did a whale of a job rebounding for the Glacier Bears. Just got herself into foul trouble and a little bit hard to recover there, but not much she could do about that one. It would have been an easy bucket. And so she just played some good defense. Gross comes into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Autumn goes down, sets up now. Gray's at the free throw line. She's got 2 points in the ball game. Has not been to the line yet. This one's on its way in and out. No good. So Faith still has that 2 points. 24 seconds to go here. I remind folks again, we'll be on at 10:30 tomorrow morning for these same two teams here in Metlakatla. This one's on its way off the front of the iron. No rebound fought for. Badgley comes up with it for the Glacier Bears, and they're quick down the court. Bauer goes all the way, loses control of it, goes out of bounds. Cecilia was hustling, just wasn't able to control the basketball, and goes out of bounds. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. They try to go inside. Going to be back into the hands of Milne, over to Nelson. Nelson up across the half-court line, go all the way down. Going to be over to Guthrie, back out at the top. 4 seconds to go in the basketball, 3 seconds to go in the basketball. She's just going to keep the dribble alive and wait for the buzzer. So we're going to finish this ball game with the Metlakatla Miss Chiefs scoring 41 points and the Ames Glacier Bears getting 22 points. I'll quickly run down the score sheet here real quick here, as we've got an old-timers basketball game going to start here in just a few minutes, so we're going to have to clear things off. For the Metlakatla Miss Chiefs, Monica Hayward, leading scorer, finished the ball game with 14 points, had two personal fouls, was 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Holly Guthrie finished with 6 points, had a couple of opportunities in the line, didn't get those to go. Nelson finished with 2 points, had one personal foul. McGilton finished with 1 point, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Kaylee Smith scored 8 points in the basketball game. And Faith Gray picked up 2 points, was 0-for-2 from the free throw line. And Jess Milne, coming off the bench for the Miss Chiefs, picked up 8 points in the ball game. And the Chiefs only got 3 of the 8 free throws that they had to go in the basketball game for their 41 points. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, Jamie Messerschmidt picked up 2 personal fouls and did not score this evening. Libby Jacobson picked up a couple of 3-pointers, finished the basketball game with 10 points. Grace Jones fouled out of the ball game with 2 points in the game. Cecilia Bauer finished the ball game with 6 points. She was 2-for-3 from the free throw line. She was the only gal that went to the free throw line for the Glacier Bears tonight. Swinton finished the ball game with 4 points. Serena Badgley did not score in the basketball game. Autumn Rose coming off the bench did a nice job. So did Dixon. She did not score. Olivia Wing got into the basketball game for the Glacier Bears, too. And so that rounded out the scoring for the Haynes Glacier Bears, finishing the ball game with 22 points, and the Metlakatla Miss Chiefs with 41 points. I want to remind folks, again, we'll be on the air tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. for an early morning basketball game here, as we got to catch the ferry to get back over to Ketchikan. And don't forget, the Haynes and the Metlakatla boys will square off again tomorrow night at 6:30. So it's been my pleasure to bring you this opening Region 5 2A game between Metlakatla Miss Chiefs and the Haynes Glacier Bears. Miss Chiefs coming out on top with this one. And we'll see you tomorrow morning at 10:30. Good night, folks.